Good morning, and welcome to Just In Time on this cold Friday. Today's episode is personal. I'm just going to tell you right now. And the reason I'm doing this episode, because I want people to understand what occurred and why I'm pissed off. And so in the studio, I got my son here. And my son is a sixth grader. And he's at a school that I'm going to mention here in a little bit. But my son's going to tell you about a situation that happened at school. And I just want y'all to hear his side. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to discuss how I feel. Okay, so my son's going to introduce himself.
Hey, I'm John Turnton the third. And so the incident was, this incident happened 2 days ago. It was in the morning. So this girl had left to the restroom. And then she came back. She walked in and she just smacked me straight in the back of my head for no reason. I didn't do nothing to her. She just had just walked in. I was just sitting down, doing my work, and she smacked me. So she kept smacking me. So I was trying to, like, I wasn't hurting her. I wasn't pushing her. I did not hit her once. It was nothing aggressive. I tried to get her off of me, but, like, by, like, trying to get away. And then she smacked my glasses off my face. She smacked my glasses off my face, and then threw this. We have a restroom pass, and she threw this pass at me. And it's not like a normal pass. It's like a wooden block pass. So then teacher didn't see it at first, but then she saw me with my head down because I was in shock because the thing, like, my eye was red. I have this cut on my forehead.
Why you didn't go attack this young lady after she threw this block at you, like most people would have done?
Because I know that's not me. That's not right. I have two sisters and a mother that I know. I don't want no one doing that to them. So I'm not going to do it on someone else's daughter or sister or brother.
Ain't that something I preach to y'all, my boys? Yes. What I tell y'all?
Don't put your hands on the lady, even if they do. Don't do it.
Exactly. And okay, so keep going.
So then I went to the office to go write a statement.
So who you went to the office and talked to and wrote the statement for?
No one. I just went to the office. The front desk lady gave me a statement sheet.
You didn't even see a principal?
No, not a principal, not assistant principal, no one.
After you had just got assaulted for nothing.
Yes.
Okay,
keep going. I didn't see no one. Me and this girl, it was just one witness. So me and her went to go write statements. So then we asked this lady, the front office lady, we said, what do we do now? So she just said, go back to class. So we went back to class. The day had went past. I didn't feel like I didn't go to the nurse because I was not hurt very bad, but, like, it still hurt, but it wasn't that bad.
Did you have a headache?
Yeah, I had a headache for the rest of the day.
So this happened at, like, what, 9 o'clock, 9:30?
But the time period between 8 and 9:15.
Okay.
So yeah, so then I didn't call my parents because I thought the school was gonna let them know, the school, like the principal or assistant principal, let them know. So that's why I didn't feel the need to contact my parents. So, and then the next day goes by, and this girl, when I walk into class in the morning, she's sitting there the next day.
How did that make you feel?
I just felt like that because there was the same incident, and that girl, the other girl, she got 3 days of ISS. This girl just left early out of school on Wednesday. And it's Friday, and on Thursday, she was still in class the whole time.
How did that make you feel?
I just felt like that. I just felt like it was because it was just not very fair. Because then the assistant principal came to talk to me on.
What's his name?
The Mr. Shepherd. So he came to talk to me right after the incident on Wednesday, and he said I should have told the teacher instead of trying to get away. And I said, how can I tell the teacher if I'm
getting hit on?
Yes. And I'm there laying my head down because my head is hurt and it's all in shock. And then he said, you still could have done something. I said, no, I couldn't. I just went to my next class. So then he came back to apologize. And I was confused. Like, if you're going to say it, you said it. He came back to apologize. Like, there was no reason to say it. Because he really meant it. Like, when he apologized, he said he read my face structure and how I was, my body language and how my emotion was. And I'm like, how do you, like, what? And at the same time, mm-hmm. the girl had just left the school on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
She had left the school. The day was going by. The main really thing was that she didn't really get a punishment, and that, like, I really didn't talk to no one. Like, no one knew my side of the story. They only knew what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before, Mr. Shepherd would have just came up to me and said, you should have told the teacher before you did nothing. You didn't even know my side of the story.
Yeah.
So you can't tell me that I should have done something if you don't even know the full story. There's two sides of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there was multiple people that saw it, but the teacher, he went to the teacher. The teacher didn't even see it. So that was the whole incident.
Okay. So you just heard my son, John the Third Side. Once again, he didn't do anything, but he was assaulted, right? And you would think that the fact that someone hit my son with an object, that someone from the school would call one of the parents. But yet, because the schools like to pass the bucks and no one likes to be fucking accountable, my son came home with a headache. And just understand this, on that day 2 days ago, he didn't get an opportunity to learn on that Wednesday when he fucking got hit in the head, when he got insulted for nothing. He's sitting in his classroom. So what I want people to understand is what deems this type of treatment to my son where you don't, and then you know what? It kills me because I'm one of them dads who volunteer. I'm one of them dads who give my time to the school, who's always signing the volunteer form. And, you know, and then they say, well, we didn't have the dad information. Here's a fact. At Meet the Teacher, I took him. All right? I filled out the paperwork. Right, John?
Mm-hmm. You filled out the paperwork for yourself, my mother, and my grandmother.
And I want you to understand, me and his mother is no longer together, so we live in separate houses, but I still make sure that I put her in the information on every stuff because it's take both of us. You know, regardless of what didn't happen, we always working together for our kids, right? And so, like, but here's the kicker. I had a situation last year with this same individual, the assistant principal, Mr. Shepherd. And he called me on that. I went to the school, took care of that. He did his investigation, came back. John didn't do shit like I told him. And so this year, it just kills me that my son had to get treated like this. And for him and for whoever that's up there that's in charge not to think, okay, this kid didn't get hit with a block. He done been assaulted. This girl done slapped his glasses. Because if you fucking flip it, and if it's a black kid hitting this Caucasian / Hispanic kid, he going to fucking jail. He in handcuffs. I got to leave work. I got to go down here and get a lawyer. They make him to be the baddest fucking kid in the school. But this fucking young lady had the audacity to slap my son and to hit him in the face with a block. And nobody from the fucking school called us. But they got all excuses in the world. You had my number last year, man. Ain't nothing changed. And I'm tired of this. And this is the same shit that's going on. Why did an 11-year-old kid got to come home and tell me, Daddy, I was assaulted for doing nothing? And nobody at that school thought it was important. And so I want to give you a timeline, right? So the teacher sent John's mother an email on Wednesday at 5:48, okay? And in this incident, she said, I want to update you on an incident that occurred in my classroom this morning, okay? And she states about, I asked students, John sitting close to the door doing nothing. And she states in this email, she slapped John and threw my pass at him. I was not able to see everything that happened. Well, hell, that's all that happened. She assaulted my son. And then, John, didn't you tell me Mr. Shepherd told you he was sorry we was the only parent he didn't call?
Mm-hmm.
So he called the young lady who assaulted my kid parents and gave them an opportunity to come and get her for half a day. But he didn't give us an opportunity to come and get our son and to make sure our son was okay. And this is the same individual who I dealt with last year. So I know it's a number somewhere that he got on me because I'm in the system. So once again, I'm very pissed off and I'm very disheartened that my kid got to go to a school where I don't fucking trust the administrator. You call it what you want to call it. I got evidence. I got experience with it. And I'm pissed off and I'm tired because John, out of all my kids, don't deserve to be treated like that. And God damn it, me or his mother should have received a phone call. And then the teacher had a desk and say, I didn't have your number. It wasn't on Skyward. Somebody in that damn school got my number. I volunteer. I go to sign camps. I go to STEM camps. I go to dance. I'm in the school. Unacceptable. And so, like I told my son, I teach my kids to respect people. I teach my kids not to hit on women because that's what I was taught. Okay. I want you to understand if it was different, if he was that young lady, the type of story and what I would be speaking on this morning instead of letting John tell his story. And I'm telling you right now, somebody at that damn school let my kid down. And it ain't right. And if you think you can just sweep the shit under the rug, that's not cool. Remove her from the classroom with him. You got options. She assaulted my kid. He should not have to go inside of that classroom and see this young lady. I don't care what type of day she having. Because I told him he wasn't going to hit no woman. He put his head down, people. Teacher said it in her email. Right here. You hear that? Facts. Okay? And so I sent the email. And I just said, like, thank you for informing his mom. However, I should have been on an email. No, we should have been on a call when it happened that morning. Somebody should have gave us opportunity. Just like Mr. Shepherd gave the young lady who assaulted my son. Gave her an opportunity to leave with her parents. But my kid had to stay at school with a fucking knot on his head and had a headache and feel like shit because he had just been assaulted. Somebody over at Crowley, over at Sue Crouch in Crowley ISD, I need y'all to talk to me. I need you to email me. I need you to tell me why nobody felt like that was a priority to call me or his mom that morning and get in contact with us. I don't care what you think. I want to hate to think that it's some racist shit going on. That it's cool to hit on black males. My son ain't gonna bother nobody. That boy go to school to learn. And he got to deal with shit like this. And then on top of that, he got to deal with people who ain't gonna protect him. They gonna try to come and tell you based on your face expression. Get the fuck on with that, man. Like from now on, I don't want nobody talking to my kid unless I'm around, see? Because I don't trust y'all. Y'all have gave me reason to not trust you over at Sue Crouch, Any Media, and Crowley ISD. I want somebody to sit down and tell me if that was their kid, they would be all peachy and cream. I want somebody to sit down and tell me that they would be all right with what just transpired with my son. Getting assaulted. Nobody caring. That's piss poor leadership. See, I'm a parent. I do care about my kids. I do care about how their day go. So when I asked my son 2 days ago, how was your day? And he started telling me the story. I knew if something was wrong because the school never, and they got a number on me. I volunteer. I signed volunteer form. They have to do background checks. They didn't get in contact with nobody. But my son started at that school after being assaulted by this young lady. But she had an opportunity to leave for half a day and then come back. What's wrong with this picture? But see, but if I teach my son to start fucking up people and putting his hands on people, now I'm wrong. If I teach my son now to be the aggressor instead of being a good guy like he is, now I'm wrong. So somebody tell me about these variables, because that shit ain't adding up to me. And he's sitting right next to me. And so he's hearing me. He hear the pain. He know how I feel. Somebody over at that school let my son down. It is a big issue. I don't send my kids to school to be assaulted. I don't send my kids to school to get their glasses slapped off them. If you do, then let me know. Because goddammit, I don't. And I want you to understand. That's John Otis Turrentine III. I'm junior. Okay? None of my kids, but especially him, deserve to be treated like that. So I sent the email. I don't know what type of time and they go send. They go pass the bucks. They not gonna be accountable and they not gonna take responsibility for my son injured. Son, do you have a mark? Yes, you do have a cut. Your eyes been irritated?
Yeah, every time I scratch it, it's like it feels uncomfortable. It's like every time I scratch it or like try to rub it, it's like
that ain't the only thing uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable with how this whole situation transpired, and that the fact that I know somewhere in your policy procedure, because you better pull them hoes, because you know y'all like to talk policy procedure somewhere in there. I know it don't say where someone can hit a kid with an object. My son did nothing. So you damn right I'm pissed off. Because my son is taught by his dad and mom how to go to school and act and why he go to school. So I don't care who it is. I don't need to know. I just need you to understand, as long as John Turrentine is in your school, I will be accountable for what my son go through. And not one of you go be able to brainwash him to think you care, because you have displayed, you have showed him that you don't care. And so I'm stating it right now. Do not talk to my son by himself about nothing. You call me or his mother like you should have did 2 days ago. Bad leadership, bad judgment by bad individuals who are calling themselves principals and teachers. Piss poor. Because once again, if my kid, the black kid, slapped that young lady and threw a fucking wooden block at her face, he would have been in handcuffs. Facts! Fucking handcuffs! I would have been have to go get money at the bank and call our lawyer. But this young lady got an opportunity to go home for half a day after assaulting my kid. I guess that's what we showing these kids, how the world is unfair, how adults cannot be accountable, and it's okay. Unacceptable. These are the leaders that are in Crowley ISD at Sue Crouch Intermediate School. Let my kid down. I want you to know I ain't gonna ever let my kid down. I wake up to make sure I don't do that. And just the fact that knowing I had dealings with this individual last year, and he was able to call me and I gave him my number. But they always, well, we couldn't find it in Skyward. I'm in there. I'm volunteering at your school. Unacceptable. And this made me not even want to help at the school, man. Like, it's disheartening that these people didn't think to call one of us and say, hey, we had this situation. Johnny got assaulted. Johnny got slapped. Johnny got hit. You know, do y'all want to come and get him and make sure he's okay? That's why I'm pissed. I already know it's a different game when it comes to the black male in the education system. They look at this dude and they say, well, damn, he big sixth grader. He's Gentle John. Don't look at him. Don't judge the book by the fucking look. Get to know this dude. He's 11. He's a kid. No matter how he's in gifted and talented gait and STEM, no matter, he's super smart. I'm telling you what the fuck I'm witnessing. He got to come to school and deal with stuff like that. That's not a good-ass balance for none of us. We want him to come in and get the lesson. And we tell him, we stress that. But now I got to deal with shit like this, him getting assaulted. And nobody at the school felt the need to make it a priority to call us before they sent that email at 5 o'clock. I guess they showed us how our son and where our son fit on their priority list. And the young lady who got to leave after assaulting him, wow, no problem. I don't even need to know her. I just know she's not African-American and she assaulted my son because she was having a bad day. But if my son have a bad day and if he hit her, he go to jail. He's being seen as one of the baddest person in the school. And this boy ain't never been in trouble. And he's always out there to help and want to help and want to. But now, like I told him today, we going to be avids. I'm going to be an avid for him, making sure he understand. Nobody go look at him and think because he's big, they can try to disrespect him like that young lady did and like the school did by not calling us. So I don't need to talk to nobody at Crowley ISD. I don't need to talk to Mr. Shepherd. I don't need to talk to what's her name, Dr. Morgan.
I don't need to do what, they didn't
let her know. I don't need to talk to no one. I know who let my son down. They know who let my son down. And see, they must thought, this, once again, he just had parents who don't care. No, we do care. I ask him every day, son, how your day go? Because it matters to me. It matters, but I know someone over there in his school that's supposed to be a leader apologized to my son and said, oh, I didn't call your parents. I forgot. The kid who got assaulted, you forget to call their parents. But you call the other young lady, the Caucasian and Hispanic lady, mixed man. She mixed, right, John?
Mm-hmm. I think her dad came to school. Her dad is Caucasian, her mom is Hispanic.
You called her parents, but you didn't give us a choice. You didn't give my son a choice to leave school that day. You just assume, since you look at body language and you can tell based on a structure, then you must have knew that day he got hit in his fucking face that, oh, okay, he got hit and assaulted. He wanted to stay at school, right? Right, facts. And it sucks. It sucks that I gotta have a voice on my pod show instead of somebody just picking up a phone call and doing what they was required to do based on policy procedure, yo. Yo, man, protect your kids. Don't put all your cards or your eggs in one basket and think those people at the school are gonna protect your kids. Depending on how each kid look, black, white, Hispanic, yeah. Depending on how they look. Facts. Okay, go inside my son's behavior book. He don't have none. He don't have nothing, and he don't. We don't get in trouble. Turn us. No, I know who the hell I am and what I do and how I raise my kids. So it kills me that a scholar like this guy had to put up with this shit at the school where people ain't being accountable and doing their job, and you apologize to an 11-year-old. I'm sorry I didn't call your parents. That's another insult. Don't fucking talk to my kid, man. People, parents, just protect your kids, y'all. You can't change the system, but you can definitely protect your kids. Don't trust the schools. It ain't like when you went the good teachers, the good principals. You got motherfuckers who don't even want to do their job, and kids, it's okay for kids to get injured and stay at school all day and don't call a parent and think that they just learned a lot that day. Protect your kids, yo. Everybody have a great weekend. This is Justin Time. So I talk to you again. Be blessed. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. John, you want to share anything as we close?
No, not really. Just that he was always all in shock that I was just shocked on Thursday and Wednesday that with all everything that went down through those 2 days. And now you got to go Tuesday, Friday, last week of the day.
Well, guess what? Man, I got your back. I'm glad that you did what you did by not hitting the young lady. All you did was just show, once again, you're a stand-up guy. And you listen to me and you understand. And I'm sorry that nobody at the school see you as a priority to call us and even give us the option to come and get you that day. That's what I'm sorry about. I love you, dude. And I will always have your back. Be blessed.